What does this all mean? It means that major planetary issues are being neglected. We are failing massively and risking being overwhelmed by a broad range of problems, the solutions to which require effective problem-solving mechanisms and institutions. Let me mention some examples of inherently global issues that are insoluble outside a framework of global collective action involving most nations of the world. And of course, in this area, the first one that comes to mind is global warming. There has no progress been made in curbing greenhouse gas emissions. The Kyoto Protocol targets to reduce emissions by 2015 by 5% below 1990 levels were missed by a huge margin. And scientists are not particularly optimistic about the Paris 2015 commitments either. In fact, Bill Gates recently gave an interview in the Atlantic, suggesting that even if countries abide by all their commitments, which of course are not binding, it is highly unlikely that we are going to be reaching the 2-degree reduction in global temperatures with respect to pre-industrial levels. So we already have difficulties in something that is perceived, I think, correctly as a major initiative in international cooperation, at least during the last few years. We have had an ongoing problem with tropical forests, over 20% of which were cleared between 1960 and the year 2000, and in some cases 50%, like in Indonesia. We have an issue of biodiversity loss, which at the moment is proceeding at somewhere between 100 or more times normal extinction rates. Depletion of fisheries is another ongoing problem. Widening income disparities and little likelihood to catch up anytime soon for the poorest countries with respect to the living standards that we have seen in the developed world. The global financial architecture, with the 2008 crisis being a very eloquent example of some of its inherent flaws. Illegal drugs, which has turned into an industry to rival in size the pharmaceutical industry. Terrorism and conflict prevention and peacekeeping. Education, we have 800 million people who cannot read and write, who do not have access, therefore, to the most basic tool in the 21st century to escape poverty. 65% of these 800 million people are women, and many of them located in South Asia. Studies have shown that if average years of schooling is less than 6 years, the country is likely to be trapped in a low-growth, bad governance equilibrium. However, against this background of such important needs in the area of education, we do spend, according to the IMF, something like $1.9 trillion per year subsidizing the driving habits of the middle class. And along the way, worsening income distribution and contributing to climate change. In fact, the data coming out of the IMF suggests that 60% of these energy subsidies go to the 1/5 top part of the income distribution, meaning, of course, that it would be very difficult to come up with a worse public policy than subsidizing energy consumption. This list could go on. The point here is that existing mechanism to tackle global issues are simply not working.